Hi guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage. Now I want to talk to you about the Jeep. Yes, the CJ, civilian Jeep. Yes. What happened to this car? Where this car was from? When it born? We now use the Jeep every day. You can buy, you can use, go outside, off-road and whatever. But this car was born by a military vehicle. Yes, you already know this. In 1987, the CJ version, built by Jeep, what was before the Willys Overland brand, decided to produce a car more familiar, more useful and easy to use, produce, maintenance and using for whatever. And this car was 4-liter, 6-cylinder and 4.2-liter before carburetor, then electronic injection for the gas, and was delivered in US only. When they tried to sell in Italy, the first step was to try to put a diesel engine on it. Yes, 2.4 liter was based on Alfa Romeo, so was the base was just the VM motors. Yeah, so just a diesel not produced by the American brand, only installed here by a dealer to make the car more saleable in this market. But later, we have even a 2.4 liter petrol engine, and the car went in the orbit of Renault brand. So during in the 80s and the first 90s was under the Renault. But we have three steps of different car: 1987, 1996 and 2007. These are the most important three generation of this car. The first, 1987, was the first step from a very rude machine to a car usable even every day. In the 1996, there was a better situation for engines, for transmission, for plastics, for quality, for affordability, reliability. In 2007, there was a third generation, that this is what you see now on the road, that is very, very nice, because it's still strong, it's still made with the typical layout, so frame, okay, under the body is fixed to the frame, but you can go off-road with this rigid axle, you can tune this car, you can have a lot of spare parts and whatever, and there is even the automatic transmission, there is a 3.7 liter now Pentastar engine, better fuel engine. And now, 2018, with the born of the fourth generation, you have automatic transmission, you can have even 4-cylinder petrol engine turbocharged, and in my opinion, it's always better, 3.7 liter, yes, because in off-road, you need just a car that is reliable, simple, so it's better petrol than diesel, in my opinion, even if diesel has a better torque, but consider the affordability of the petrol that never ice. Because it happens on the road sometimes that the petrol diesel can ice. Okay, you can put adding and whatever, but the typical petrol engine, in my opinion, a bigger petrol engine is better in off-road than the diesel. But it's my personal opinion, okay. With a good manual transmission, with the reduced gearbox, so you can increase the rate of the transmission, with the rigid suspension, so a car really strong for the twist. The frame is rigid, the suspension can work very well, and you have a long excursion of the wheel itself. Strong frame means even something strong that you can use to keep the car outside of the mud. You can add the electric engine to move the car and even other car outside. It's easy because still today the car has the hole on the floor if you want to clean the car with water inside. Yes, because it's a car made for hard use. Yes, strong. You can use with the mud on your feet and shoes. You can go everywhere. You can open the top. You can move the windshield down. It still is the best car for me for off-road, road or rural off-road. And consider that now they are preparing the new version with V8 engine. Yes, this version is coming because of the Ford Bronco, because the Bronco is coming. Yes, it's even that a good car, but I won't talk in another video. So the Jeep has to prepare the V8 petrol engine, guys. This car would be amazing. Consider that tuning, changing some wheels, increase the power of the engine, maybe with manual transmission. Wow, you can make a car that can go from the mud, from the rocks, till the sands. You can go everywhere if you increase the height from the level. So in my opinion, the Jeep has a long future for world. It's not the end of this car, even if can be considered outside of the level for, I don't know, it's not electric car, it's very heavy, but it's a car that you can buy and keep for 20 years. You can grow up with that car, you can use every day, you can use whatever. I think that this car, if it's possible, is very nice to have, to use, to go, and to keep in time too. Because it's a car that can resist for the time, can resist by the fashion, can resist to everything, because you can go everywhere. Hi guys, thank you for watching. Subscribe to my channel. Bye.